Hare Krishna. Raja Sevaki is asking how at the end of chapters in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that these things will be described in more detail by Vyas in the future. So she asks, well, since this was 500 years ago, we think of Vyas in the past as the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, for instance, not as someone who's in the future. And the other, of course, is that he is an incarnation of Vyasadeva. So what's the answer? What's the meaning? The answer to both questions is the same, or at least very much connected. Anyone who writes has to write according to the principles of authorship, principles of writing, which are enunciated by Srila Vyasadeva. That means in terms of tattva, in terms of rasa, the process of following the predecessor acharyas must be very clear, straight, faithful. And since everyone follows everyone, then the original guru who we worship on Vyas Puja is Srila Vyasadeva as the original guru. And so when someone writes transcendental literature, and now elaborate further on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, on Krishna's pastimes, and on other related topics, if they're strict sadhakas or siddhas like Srila Prabhupada is even more preferable, then their writings, their pen, they themselves are considered to be empowered by Srila Vyasadeva. And so the credit goes to Vyasadeva because the empowerment comes from there. We always say, by the grace of my spiritual master, and in this case, by the grace of also the original spiritual master, which doesn't mean that the realization of everyone's composition is equal. It will vary according to their level of spiritual advancement, and thus the influence of that literature will also vary. But the example there being Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita quotes Lord Shiva, aham veti, sukham veti. I understand the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadev Goswami does, and Vyasadev he may or may not. So, in other words, what is the ultimate message of Srimad Bhagavatam? Well, perhaps the author himself is not as clear on that as these other personalities. But of course, Stene Brahma Riddaya Adikavi. But then he's getting inspiration from Krishna, who is the source of inspiration in everybody. So when Vaishnavas compose literature, therefore, because of this connection to Vyas, so it can be said that Vyas has written, because the credit goes to Vyas. And as Srila Prabhupada said, writing books is our family business. Writing, publishing, this is what devotees are meant to do, to glorify Krishna and to increase the circle of, increase the size of the library of transcendental literature about Krishna. Hare Krishna.